We were promised one before we opened new houses and put in the new off-duty and an agreement that we would get that across the line, that governance would be full governance 24 hours a day here. And only was it a number of weeks ago that we found out that they weren't going to deliver that, even though we opened two new houses for them that was agreed, open the two new houses and get the new off-duty across. With a lot of work, 2 years or more work on it. We did what they asked, and when we went looking for what we asked, which is also in writing, they've declined.
And how did it feel whenever you got that news?
We actually were gutted. We went down there thinking this won't take long to see what way they're going to do this. That's actually, we went to the meeting, it's over in Jackson, thinking this is simple. You know, we're going in here for WRC, but it's, you know, it's just what way they want a wee bit. No, they were just adamant. So we were like, what do you mean? Don't be silly. It's in writing. It was agreed. And no, they just were blank. No. So, yeah, we were kind of gutted. Like, we thought, we've done our part and you just haven't held up your end. Like, you know, we did a lot more than they needed. And actually, governance is meant to be. You know, they should have had this in. You know, it was here years ago, then they stopped it. And then, and we're only asking for to reinstate what is law, what, you know, you're meant to have 24-hour governance. It's only Donegal ID that doesn't. You go to Psych and go to General, they have their 24-hour governance. We don't. So, yeah, what, that's all we're asking for, what's meant to be here.
Now, the protest is lasting for an hour here this afternoon. If there's no good news, it's going to turn into a strike action from Tuesday. So what's that going to look like?
Oh, that's going to be decided after here, but it'll start slowly, from not answering phones to not attending, say, like MDTs and annual reviews, doing all the extras that we have been doing. That possibly isn't our role anyway, like that we've been doing all these extras, even taking clients' holidays and stuff. All that will stop until this is sorted. Every week we escalate slightly further up, like overtime and all that. Eventually will be all stopped. So yeah, we will, after this here now, the two unions will sit down and decide exactly from the second what will happen the first week. Then we'll relate to our members. And if we're still in industrial action, we'll escalate a second week and so on. So at the beginning it'll be quite simple, you know, it won't be too much, but and it won't affect any of our clients. Our clients will all still, you know, it will not, what we'll do won't be affecting them. Like, we're hoping it'll affect management, but you know.
And there's a lot of men and women standing out here, you know, that come into work. The job they do is difficult, and you you want to feel respected going into your work. And this, I would imagine, felt like quite a disrespect.
But very much. And also the fact that myself and Emma had to go back to our members, because all through the negotiations, we have been relaying everything to our members. And they knew this was that we had agreed get the two houses opened and the off-duty, and that we would have we would get the full governance back in. So we had to go back and tell our members, well, actually, they've said no. After us persuading them, like, we're going to do this off-duty, we're going to ballot this off-duty, and we're advising to go for it. Like, on our advice, them off-duties went over. Good off-duty, but it doesn't matter. It was on the union's advice. But on us thinking we were going to get something in return, which was the governance, we had to go back and tell our members, no, this didn't happen. So, obviously, they're out. And everybody here is at the minute is off-duty. They've just come in. There's a few of us working tonight, like, you know. So, the other units, there is other units involved, but they're paid breaks, so they cannot attend. And we're hoping that some of our girls now wants to get something to eat, they'll come up. But yeah, no, they're all out here for a reason, because they want, you know, because it's very, I don't think people get all, think having managers on nights and weekend isn't the case. It's, they don't realise the work that we're taking on when they're not on. We're doing their work. We're, somebody rings in sick, we're sorting it. They will say they've got an on-call system. The on-call system isn't working, and it's, I'm calling somebody in Inishowen who doesn't know a single being in here, and so she wants to relay it back to me for me to pick up the phone and start bringing somebody for, you know, ringing round. And that could take, I could ring 10 people who don't want to come in, you know, so that's not my job. So why should I be doing it? They should have a manager here 24 hours, you know, place is open 24 hours, so they should have a manager here.